to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Fellas, ladies, Joey D., Mikey V, respect to that shirt, Mikey.
Yeah.
Haven't seen Wow. A lot of.
One of the comfiest t-shirts I own. Good night.
Really? Really? Yeah. That was a great shirt, that Brilliantly Dumb Country Club shirt.
Good shirt. The mesh shorts were all right. No pockets, though.
Yeah.
Duff shorts without pockets.
It's a different time.
It was a different time. It reminded me of, like, those gym class shorts that you had in, like, high school, that the mesh shorts with no pockets. Yeah. They did that on purpose.
The Russell Athletic.
Yeah.
I think I lost a fortune on those shorts, believe it or not. I think the shorts.
Well, you made them like basketball style, but they were skinny shorts.
Well, I lost a lot in that. Didn't lose more money than I lost in you lost in the Brilliantly Dumb beer, Joey D.
The Brilliantly Dumb lager
was one of the all time flops. I mean, that was one of the all time failure stories of all time.
It's always crazy to me when you see somebody tag you in one of those that's still out in the wild. Some guy still has
those things tag you.
And it's like, holy shit, don't drink that. Don't drink it now. We don't hold any responsibility to that now.
Joe, how are you feeling?
How are you feeling?
I'm a little tired, Michael. I'm a little tired.
I was going to say.
Just a cross-country flight. We got banged. It got delayed for almost 3 hours. I actually didn't even throw a fit. I wasn't even that pissed. I just
Ticket said you were very good about it.
I was. I put it on my X or Twitter or whatever the hell you call it. And everybody thought I was throwing a fit. I actually didn't, because the Euro Cup game was on, so I watched it. But I gotta tell you, like, I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like in the last 3 months, every airport in America is a disaster. Like, between the delayed flights, like, there's disorganization going on, everything. And I didn't go nuts at all. I was actually quite composed. But they boarded the entire flight just to say, we don't know where the captain is. We now have to deboard, and then wait for 2.5 hours to get back on the flight. Like, how do they not know the captain's not there and just be like, we're going to wait to board until we have a captain?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think you should be boarding a plane if the captain's not around. Just something I would think you shouldn't do. I mean, it seems like common practice. If the captain ain't there, you're boarding all these people. If he ain't there, how are you going to fly?
And on top of that, it's actually more work for the people who are doing the check-ins
right.
and boarding everything, because you got to get – it's like herding sheep. You got to get them through. Now, Ticket got really banged because he was further back in the plane.
Oh.
So he got stuck in that skyway thing with the blazing heat.
Oh.
And he was just sweating. He came out. It looked like he had worked out. He was drenched in sweat. I was like, damn, dude. But that sucked because – we had eaten beforehand. So, like, we're like, we can't even go and eat now because we're full. Bob would have eaten more.
Ticket sent me a picture of their meal that they were having before the flight. It was fucking hysterical. He sends me a picture. it looked like they were at Rayo's. They went to Maggiano's.
We had like almost 3 hours, Bob, to kill.
It was, he sent me a picture. It looked like they had like ravioli and like they had this big Italian meal.
That's not, I tell you what, that ain't bad though. And you got to watch the game. That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's yeah. Well, good. That's why I was, I was just, I think I was too tired to be pissed off. I think there's times where like, you're just too tired and you're like, it's not worth it right now for me to like, just lose my shit. It's not going to get me anywhere. It's just going to get me more tired.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'm turning
it. This is progress. This is progress.
Do you know who really has really dominated the airport scene and really done it right? And his is good. And then I'm going to give you a guy who has not done it right. That got a little bit greedy. Guy Fieri has these airport spots now that are pretty good. Guy's Kitchen that I like. I think he's done a good job moving on over into the airport. Obviously, it's not going to be the same thing, but just to get you by. I'll tell you who's totally good, who had no business going into airports, and it really stinks, and he got greedy, is Wolfgang.
It's not bad, Wolfgang.
No, I think the Wolfgang restaurants are just terrible. Just stay. He had such a good thing going, and now he's got pots, he's got pans, he's got great restaurants. Don't come into the airport game. You know,
guy's an entrepreneur, Bob.
I know, but you want to do. You want to make sure you do it right. We tried to step into the lager game. We got bent. Came into the tequila game. We were ready.
Stay in your lane sometimes.
The lager lasted almost as long as our home podcast room. I don't know what shelf life was longer between the two of those.
Why is the podcast room taking the shot?
I'm not taking a shot at it. I'm saying it got shot the fuck down. And you know who got shot the fuck down was me in the comments last week. I got buried in an avalanche of hate. Oh, and you know what? It is what it is. I was expecting it. It was some people. I told Bob, one guy who I used to message with quite frequently, friend of the pod, for years, he just DMs me. He goes, "Hey, Cutsy, politely fuck off." And he's like, "Go fuck." Or he said something like, he said, "Hey, Cutsy, politely go fuck yourself," or something like that. And I was like, I don't even know what to say to that. I think sometimes I am just totally misunderstood because people think that I go at the fans. And I will say this. I love our following. I really do. I love this podcast. I think we all do. And I want to see the pod succeed, which is why I get very passionate at times when we try to make improvements or we try to do something to enhance the success of this podcast, because ultimately I just want to see it succeed. And, you know, I think people thought I was like seriously like pissed at them. I think it was just an expression of my frustration that we can't get better quality. And like when we've done something like that, it just did not work.
If we tried to make that type of change on Bob to Sports, it would not have been as big of a problem. They would have let it go.
No, there's so much more understanding. The Brilliantly Dumb fans, they're loyal, but they're like piranhas. And they will take bites out of you like chunks.
That's the way we like them, though. To be honest, I mean, I like that.
I like having the difference of fan bases, and I think it's funny, and I think we all kind of play into even the Brilliantly Dumb fans. I think it's really, really funny. I appreciate the Brilliantly Dumb fans more than ever on Twitter. I think the Brilliantly Dumb fans on Twitter, there's the guy, the Brilliantly Dumb Show tracker guy.
Yeah, he's wild.
Holy shit. Yeah. It's a riot, and getting them going, I think it's a blast. But yeah, it really is a total different fan base on Brilliantly Dumb than it is Bob to Sports.
Yeah, not even close. I think there is a little mix over or a little resemblance to some degree, but you have the OG Brilliantly Dumb fans were like there before Bob to Sports. So like when you see them in the wild, they won't even be like, they'll come up and be like, "Yo, your top five fucking stunk last week." Like, you know what I mean? Like, they go straight to like their bread and butter, which I do appreciate, because, you know, Bob to Sports is huge, but like the Brilliant Dumb faithful, like the OGs, like they'll let you know that they've been watching since day one. And that's kind of, I always love that. That's really cool to me.
There's a guy for me on my behalf. I didn't ask him to do it. It's bizarre. He is harassing Wendy's for Wendy's to give me a painting of me like the Aaron Judge one, and he's doing like day 35 of asking Wendy's to do a painting of Bob.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, and I appreciate it. Do you know the thing that does that kind of drives me nuts? And
those
I
never
think
work.
Though, those, if anything, I think those
just annoys people.
I think it just gets you kind of annoyed. Like, there's a guy asking me to send him a free Caesar salad polo, and he's doing like day 105 of asking Bob for a Caesar salad polo, and then we made it, and now he wants me to send him one. So it's like day 100 and something. And I kind of agree with Joe. I appreciate the tenacity and the passion, but it just does kind of, it's just kind of annoying. And you see it every single time. Rather than, I feel like you're less likely for it to happen rather than like shooting a good DM or something like that. Appreciate the tenacity though.
You got to appreciate the effort. The effort's there.
Yeah.
The interaction's there. The engagement's there. It's good. Sure. It's good for everybody. It's good for
everybody. Wants something.
Now, we do want to shout out flu game going on right now for Mikey V, who's battling a 103 fever.
That's what happens when you have 8 straight days of ice cream. That's that'll do it every time.
Yeah.
Man's malnourished.
Yeah. Just, you know, you come home from vacation and it's just like,
how much of a piece of shit do you feel like? Isn't it like vacation's the best, but when you get home that day, do you just feel like such a scumbag?
I'm literally disgusted with myself. There's nothing I want to do right now more than just get off of this podcast, sit on that couch, and cover myself in blankets.
But we're happy to be here today, by the way.
Happy to be here. Yeah.
That beach cart must have seen a lot of action in the last week.
Yeah, it was a great time. You know, kids had a ball. So ate some really good meals. Food was great. But yeah, you know, it's a long week. It's a lot of work.
We miss you tremendously.
We really did.
I miss you guys too. Yeah, it looked like a good time.
Did you do 8 straight days of ice cream, Mikey?
Yeah.
The vacation cone hits better than any cone.
Right.
Or really just that. That's a different type of cone.
What was that swirl one? Is that like butterscotch and vanilla?
No, that's a place called Core Brothers. Bob, do you know Core Brothers?
Of course, yeah.
The orange cream.
Oh, it's orange. It's orange. Okay.
Yeah, it's good. It's real good. I had that 3 times. 3 times I had that.
Yeah, you got to be.
It is what it is. I mean, it is what it is. You know, you come home and it's like, now I'm just thinking about work tomorrow and looking at all these emails. I probably have like 2,000 work emails I got to go through.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah. And last night was really a struggle. Like, it was really a struggle. Like, I had the chills. I was like, it was fucking awful. It was awful. It was
Mikey,
awful.
That could be too. There's a chance that maybe you're not sick. Maybe just mentally, you're just so
could be
in your head.
Overwhelmed.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
You know what I'm saying? Could and be. That's understandable.
That happens really every year with this trip. It's so much. It takes a lot out of me. It's for the kids.
You know, they have the Sunday scaries, the vacation scaries.
Yeah.
Is the worst. I mean,
when you combine the Sunday scaries with coming off of vacation, it is the absolute peak of Sunday scaries. It doesn't get scarier.
It's a bout of anxiety like you've never experienced.
Yeah,
I remember when I used to book vacations from Four Seasons, and it was just like the first day you get there, you're like, I don't have to do a damn thing.
Yeah.
Tremendous. Then the last day you get back and you're like, oh my God, I got to get back to everything. And it just compiles, to use all the term Mikey uses.
It does. And you know, it's like, I feel like people now are almost at the point where they almost don't want to go on vacation because of the level of anxiety for when they come back to work. I'm serious, especially with these people where it's like, the phone calls and the emails just don't stop, even though you're away. Nobody really respects that. You could put up the away email message, you know, I'll be out of the office X to X date. People don't respect that. They're still going to email you. There's no more respect for people's personal time anymore. There's none because of technology. It eliminated everyone's personal space and time. Emails, text messages, phone calls. It's gone. It's gone. Personal space is gone.
If I do hit somebody with an email though, and then it immediately returns, you know, I'm out of the office, I do think to myself, oh, good for him.
That's
like,
respectful.
When I get it, it's like good for him.
That's good. Good, good. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be.
You know what you do, Mikey? You put the out of office an extra day or two from the time that you actually get back in the office.
That's a good idea.
The people who message you, they're not expecting an email back until a couple days later.
That's a good idea.
So you actually have some time to start powering through the email. Yeah. And then here's the real kicker. If you shoot an email to them back before that out of office date, right, they're like, damn, this guy's really on it.
Yeah.
So you look like you're going above and beyond.
That actually makes a lot of sense. See, tomorrow my day will go like this. I'll get in the office. I'll have a giant coffee and I won't get off the chair until all the emails are cleared out. I won't move. Like, I won't get up to go to the bathroom. Nothing. I will sit there and go through every single
lunch.
If I don't, it'll create so much. Yeah, I should be done around lunchtime, I would think. Get in the office around 7. Five hours to clear those emails out nonstop. Oh, you know?
Imagine Bob sitting in one spot for 5 hours.
No.
I'm getting antsy.
NFL Sunday. That's about it.
Yeah.
You get Bob a good 8 hours there. Okay. He'll sit.
By the way, some good news.
Oh, did your golf round get moved for week one?
They must have known. God bless these guys. They booked us for the par three course. It's only 12 holes at 5:45 p.m. Pacific time. That's right after the night game. So we have the whole day to watch.
5:45 p.m.
Pacific time.
It's at the same time.
But that's fine.
The night game.
Yeah. That's ideal. That's ideal.
We're going to have
the whole day. Yeah, that's big.
By the way, heard back from Dana White. I think we're back.
I think
we might be back. Not in regard specifically to the tickets, but just good dialogue that I think we're in a really, really good spot.
Ladies and gentlemen, sorry to interrupt the program, but want to let you know that with MLB in full effect, NFL coming right around the corner, we all love live events. Make sure you get yourself to a live event over at SeatGeek. I don't do many live events. When I do them, I do them with SeatGeek, Billy Joel, the Yankees, whatever it may be. But for you, download the SeatGeek app today. Use code BDSHOW10. That's BDSHOW10 for 10% off tickets on SeatGeek. So go ahead and get yourself today and get some tickets. Enjoy the live events, whatever it may be. And we'll see you over there. Download the SeatGeek app to the moon.
Joey D's bachelor party, by the way. Mikey, you're very much missed. But yeah, a really, really, really solid bachelor party. I mean, crazy, crazy heat in Arizona.
I saw
114 degrees, yeah, Mikey. No.
It's a dry heat.
The dry heat's not, I can take it better than the humidity. I'll be honest.
Sure.
It's like walking into an oven.
Yeah.
It's really, but you know what I've noticed? It's like, you know, with Joe being older, I feel like the bachelor parties, and I really appreciated this. We had our one night where we went out to the club and went
Ryan House. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Everybody knew that was the night to go. And then the other two nights, we stayed at home. We watched the UFC card the last night. The first night, everybody hung out to where I think the older bachelor parties, if you're getting married at the age of 25, 26, you're doing
every night. Yeah. In the club.
This to me was perfect. You have your night that you give it everything you got. The other two nights, everybody's drinking at home, having a good time, watching sports. That to me is the way that it should be done.
Yeah, people were still getting after it, but not like insanely. Like there's some, you know, some cloud surfing going on, a little bit of fun, but like nothing to the extent of like Bob's right. I remember when you're like in your early 20s, you go to Vegas and every single night you're like out till 4 a.m. just raging. We even had dinner the last night and we were so bagged.
Well, that's, I was going to say, did you guys go out to a dinner or no?
We did dinner the night we went to Ride House on Friday.
Oh, but good.
The Saturday night, we're supposed to do dinner. And between everybody being out for 5 hours in 150 degree heat playing golf and like the night before, everybody was just exhausted. I said, let's just order a shit ton of food to the house. So Bob went on a DoorDash extravaganza. We had like 20 Frosties. I got a video.
That's the guy who you want to put the ball in his court when it comes to the DoorDash, because you're not gonna be disappointed with the amount of food. You won't be disappointed.
Bob with the DoorDash is almost to the extent of me with ordering
at the table
at the restaurant. Yeah. He will just pop off. and you'll think you're done, and then there'll be another order of something else. He had P.F. Chang, so we had Chinese food. We had five.
I think it's a lot less pressure. There's a lot less pressure on him because he's in his element. He's in his phone, and there's no pressure there. There's no pressure. Whereas at the table, you got this waiter coming over, can be a little intimidating, wants to start asking this question, wants to start asking. I think he's in his comfort zone. That's his wheelhouse. So I agree. That's a great analogy.
But him, it's shocking to me because he's so bad at the restaurant. Like, he second guesses everything.
I didn't want to drag the guy through the mud.
I just gave him a good compliment, but I got to be real. Like, when he goes to the restaurant, you know the amount of times we'll order something, he looks over and he's like, "What'd you get there?" And I'll tell him, he's like, "Fuck, I should have got that." He always regrets what he orders because he tries to be too extravagant with it. Like, he thinks too much outside the box. Like, we went to Bojangles one time. They do fried chicken. He was trying to do a rice bowl. It's like, just go for what you know is going to hit. He always wants to do that. Like, it's almost like he's trying to hit the grand slam right off the first pitch.
How are those Frosties, though?
Frosties are great. Yeah. We did Five Guys, P.F. Chang's, and Wendy's.
P.F. Chang's. P.F. Chang's.
Oh, it hits.
I mean, you want to talk about sodium overload? Those dishes with the sodium, man. But that's why they're so fucking tasty, the P.F. Chang, I feel like.
Oh, it's great. I don't get the P.F. Chang's draw. I've had it a couple times.
No, you don't like it?
It's okay. I don't. Their Rangoons are...
Well, here's the thing. You're in Arizona. So I think that going with a chain Chinese place...
That's what we did.
That's a safer play than going to, like, trying to find a mom-and-pop Chinese place in Arizona, because I can't imagine how that would be.
Yeah.
Like, Chinese is something for the northern east coast. That's something for that. Or Florida, apparently.
The first night we had Grimaldi's, Mikey, they sent us, like, 20 large pizzas.
I saw with the pictures and shit in it. Yeah, that's pretty... That's a good job by them, man. That's a really good job.
Yeah, they went above and beyond. Yep. They really did.
People give me shit, but it looks the same. I think it tastes the same. If you do Grimaldi's traditional pie and you put it next to John's of Bleecker Street without knowing which is which, I'm telling you right now, I think it'd be a lot harder for you to decipher which one is which than people may think. And people get up.
Listen, I remember when we ordered Grimaldi's when we were in Arizona for the waste. And I'm a pie critic. I mean, I take pie very seriously. And that pie was good. It was good pie. It was solid, solid, solid pizza. Really good.
I agree.
Really good.
Another thing that really bothers me is that because we ordered Five Guys, and people always... I do like Five Guys. Don't get me wrong. I really do.
Good fries. I like their fries.
Yeah, I think the fries are good. I don't think they're great. People love the fries. I think they're good.
They give you extra, Bob, every time.
That's the problem. See, that...
How is that a problem?
That's the problem. That's...
How is that a problem?
That's my issue, is that...
You want them to give you less.
No. They do load the fries in. But the reason they load the fries in is because they charge so much. They charge $20 for a hamburger. And that's their thing, is they just load the fries in. And they think that that's going to make people happy because they're loading the fries. And it works for a lot of people.
Is it $20 just for a burger, or is that the meal with the fries?
I think the meal...
Either way, that's very expensive.
It's... Five Guys,
it's a gourmet burger, Bob.
More than the other chains, the Shake Shacks of the world.
Five Guys better than Shake Shack.
But it's so much more. I mean, what they charge is so much more. And I don't know. I don't know if it's necessarily that much better than Shake Shack.
I love Five Guys. At Five Guys, the customization of the burger is what makes it elite. You could add whatever you want. Extra sauces. They'll literally build the burger the way exactly how you want it. You go to a place like Shake Shack, they have certain burgers you can order. You can't customize it with extra bacon and barbecue sauce. And they'll even say grilled onions or non-grilled onions. Like, I think because of that customization, Bob, that makes it more expensive.
It's definitely more expensive, a lot more expensive. It is, to where I just think they're pulling a fast one with the fries. And that bothers me. And another thing with the Five Guys, it doesn't really stick together a lot. It doesn't hold too well.
And that's a problem.
That's a problem.
Because burgers are a sloppy sandwich to begin with. And if you lose the integrity of the structure, that's a problem. No, because then you're getting shit all over. There's nothing. Listen, I think like one of the most apprehensive things about ordering certain things when you're out, burger, wings, it's like, you know, there's going to be spit, you know, you're getting your hands really dirty. And the more they could keep that together without it being like a crazy sloppy mess, I feel like the better off they are. So if that burger sliding and slip sliding all over the place, there's something inherently wrong with that.
Michael, have you tried In-N-Out?
Yes. When I went out to, I've been to California once.
On his honeymoon.
Yes, that's right.
What did you think of the burger?
I thought it was fantastic. Now, I will say that having to go the wait and the line but we went in an awkward time, so there was really no wait for us. But I did see the line.
Awkward time.
It was like, it was just an awkward, it wasn't lunchtime, it wasn't dinner time. It was like an awkward time. But then when we came back, when we were flying out of LAX, I saw it again and I wanted to go again. But this was at prime dinner time. Oh. The line was wrapped around the fucking block. And
you
I was
wait,
like, okay,
wait
we're
30
not doing
minutes
this.
Sometimes for a drive through.
Yeah, that's wild. That's wild. That's wild. And so for that reason, I could understand why people would say that it's overrated, probably because of that reason.
I would
but
love
if you could
In-N-Out.
Just walk in and get it. I think it's good.
Yeah, I would love In-N-Out to do some kind of collaboration with Chick-fil-A to kind of get some kind of better cohesive structure for their drive-thru. Bob, I've told you this before. Chick-fil-A, they got multiple lines. They got people like directing. If you could incorporate some kind of organizational levels of that nature within the In-N-Out, I think the stock would rise even more.
Well,
because
the problem
people
is too,
would
they
be
don't,
willing
they don't,
to go.
They don't have any chains over here. They should open some chains by me because they would crush. Because a lot of people here want to try it and they just never been somewhere where they have them. I think they would crush
now
it.
Now they have it in Vegas. They brought one in Vegas.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Now.
West Coast. I mean,
it's very
West
Coast.
Coast. Yeah.
It's
West
Coast. Know what is funny though, Joe? They do. I agree that Chick-fil-A just they just keep it moving better. Five Guys does put bodies outside.
Yeah, but
they can't. That's what I'm saying is something about Chick-fil-A. They're able to keep it moving faster. That Five Guys, In-N-Out puts the bodies out there, but something about what Chick-fil-A does, they just do it better and quicker. I don't know what.
Tell you who does it the best though.
Wendy,
our girl Wendy.
She does.
She just does. Just does.
Yeah. I think the nuggets now I noticed because I got the saucy nuggets when we ordered the Postmates. I think that those are on the ordering apps now, which is a lot of fun.
Right. Right.
You know what's nice to see too is like a lot of my friends from Canada, they never tried like the triple berry frosty or the sauce. I don't know if they have the saucy nugs either. Canada has got to wake up. I'm going to say this right now. And I am a proud Canadian. I love my country. When it comes to the fast food game, we are so behind the eight ball. Let me tell you, Michael, you think it's funny. You go and when you come to Vancouver.
I thought it was funny that you said Canada's got to wake up.
They got to wake up, man. There are specialty items that people are enjoying in this country that should be enjoyed up north.
Yes.
And it's not. And it's a problem.
Right.
It should be a unified front. We're not that much different between the United States and Canada are very similar. They should allow those new items to partake in the Great White North. I don't understand. It saddens me greatly. These guys, they never tried a triple berry frosty. It was like discovered your, like, you know, plutonium.
I don't want to live in a world where I've never had a triple berry frosty. At this point, at this juncture, never.
It's been fun for me to watch it rise up your ranks too, Mikey.
I know.
It's been a lot of fun.
This
and
guy
by the
is
way,
so sick, bro. He's so sick. He was texting me every day. He's like, you got to give it, you got to put it up there with the chocolate. I think you got to start putting it up there with the chocolate. It's not up with the chocolate, but it
is. Could you imagine they did a swirl with the triple berry and chocolate?
Somebody did Mikey's that and tweeted.
Somebody
it.
Did that?
Somebody did that and tweeted us and
that's
tagged. They tagged
tremendous.
Definitely they tagged me and Bob, I think. And they said it was unbelievable.
Oh, the sweet and then the decadent of the chocolate. Oh my God, that would be absolutely sensational.
No, Mikey's dream though would be that Mikey would want the triple berry and then the orange creamsicle.
Oh, the orange creamsicle slash triple berry.
Yeah. I don't know if that would play right with the citrus and the berry. Maybe it would.
That'd be like a bountiful fruit harvest.
Sure.
I'll tell you what though, when I ordered those frosty and the saucy nugs, I was keeping my eyes peeled around the room to how people were
the
enjoying
reactions.
Yeah. I had my eyes peeled. another thing, Mikey, that
Bob just watches people in the room. It's so wild, dude. I'll just look and he's just got his fucking phone planted at you, and you're like, what is this guy doing? I was kneeling down watching the UFC and all of a sudden taking pictures
he
of
was,
me.
Well, he was sitting like Indian style watching UFC on the floor.
He must have hit the peace pipe, Bob.
Yeah. Another thing, Mikey, I wanted to tell you that was just fascinating to me that I really, really enjoyed. I've never been able to really like talk to Joe's friends that knew him growing up.
Yeah, yeah, that had to be wild.
I had breakfast with his brother. I didn't golf the second day, and so me and him had breakfast. I made us home fries and bagels, and we sat there, and I was asking him all these questions about him and everything, and just where he came from. And he really was, I mean, it's the same guy to hear how nutty he was that some of his friends, when Joe first started coming in the group, they'd say, oh, geez, DeMar's coming. Like, I don't want to come because DeMar's.
There's one guy vehemently hated me for a while.
Oh, I talked to the guy that hated him. Fuchs. And he said,
but he was there at your bachelor party? So
oh, yeah, we're good friends. We're good. He hated me.
Petey Fuchs.
Yeah, Petey Fuchs vehemently hated me the first time that when Barrasol invited me over, he found that out that I was coming. He's like, yeah, that's not for me. He just didn't come.
Yeah, he said, Robbie, I hated him. He said, I hated him. It was great.
I'm an acquired taste.
I literally, you just took the words right out of my mouth, Joe. I was going to say, Joe is an acquired taste. I mean, he's an acquired taste.
The people who love me, they love me a lot. The people who don't like me despise me. And that's just the way
it
is.
And that's okay. And you're okay with that. I said to his brother, I said, you know, with Joe is you got to get through a certain barrier to where I could see people that would hate him to start. When you break through the barrier and then you see it's him, the biggest heart of all time, and then the funniest person you'll ever going to meet, but you have to get through that barrier. And he agreed. And then he also said, and if you don't mind me saying, Joe, which I found really interesting, his brother was saying, you know, with Joe, with being homeschooled, he goes, these other brothers and sisters, they were homeschooled till like the second grade. And then it's easy when you go into the second grade, nobody really knows anybody as is. They're so young. Cutsy coming into school, like being homeschooled till what, the ninth or 10th grade.
10th and grade, then, I came back to school.
And then just popping in. He said it took, there was a long
adjustment. I was socially fucking awkward.
Yeah.
It was that first year there, I was not mentally where I needed to be.
And where do you think you are now, Joe? Do you think you've caught up?
I don't know, man. People think that I'm still a mental disaster, but I am where I need to be. At this stage of my life, I don't need to be anywhere else. I feel like I'm doing okay for myself. I'm having fun. I'm enjoying life. So you know what? If somebody doesn't like where I'm mentally, then you know what? That's on them. But I'm going to try, especially after this last bout of just getting into it with the fans. I'm really going to try to just start being more at peace. Just mentally, I'm getting too old now where I'm going to have an ulcer in the next couple of years if I don't start to calm down a bit.
But we still want you to be you. I mean, if you feel some way about something, I think that's part of what makes the show great.
My whole thing is I'm never gonna, like, you know, somebody, like, they introduce you like this guy's great. I will determine if this guy's great or not. Like, I'm not just gonna give this guy a benefit of the doubt that he's great until my interaction with him and I realize he's a good guy. Like, I always, like, when I meet people or I see people out in the wild, like, I like you said, Bob, there's not a test, but like, I got to feel if that person's for me or not. I don't need somebody just to be like, this guy's great. And I'm just going to like automatically think this guy's great. I don't know. That's how I am. I'm a wild man.
Yes, you are.
I'm a wild card man,
Joseph. And then speaking of a wild man, the last thing I'll touch on before we go to the buy or sell segment, Gutsy pulled a move that at first some of the people at the party were upset. I thought it was fucking hysterical. And I'm a big fan of the Irish exit. This one, Mikey, we're at the club, okay? It's his bachelor party. Everywhere at the club, they have his picture up on the TVs. Perez really had a good setup there.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Everything was free. It was so
good. The garage video.
everybody's looking around finally, and they're wondering, where the hell is Joe? Like, where the fuck did he go? He Irish exited his own bachelor party not to go home. He went to the casino and was on the craps table at the casino, but didn't tell
I went with a couple anybody. Of guys. I told a few people. You know what happened is Warren gave me a shot at one point. And you know when you get to that point, Mikey, where it's just like you've been doing shots.
We're really trying not to do them. Because
we're at the restaurant. People just standing shots. I started getting pissed. I'm like, here's the deal. You're sending me a shot. You're doing one with me. It's not going to be just like, let's tranquilize this guy with liquid and watch him fall and make a mess of himself. Like, if you want to do a shot with me, I will do a shot. But I'm not just – so, anyways, long story short, I got to the point this shot was given to me in the club. It was around 12:30, close to 1. So I'd been there for a while. I tried the shot. I thought it was going to throw up everywhere in this.
That's the worst.
And I was like, you know what? I'm at the point now, you know, my picture's up. There's stuff. If I get carried out of here or make a scene, it ain't worth it, dog. It's going to be a bad look for me. So Ticket was there. My other buddy, Batista, was there. I said, let's go, you know. And I was still riding a high, so I wasn't ready to go home necessarily. But I just had to get out. I told a couple people, and I just dipped. Because there's a point of no return. And especially if I was there for someone else's party, I probably would have stayed and kept going. But I'm like, I don't need
this. Listen, I'm a huge fan of the Irish goodbye. Huge advocate for the Irish goodbye. Huge. I mean, listen, I'm notorious for Irish goodbyes. Notorious. I do it all the time.
Some people wonder when you leave that they get in their head like, oh, my God, they're all wondering, freaking out. Where am I? They may ask where that person is, and then they just keep their night going. Nobody can, and then nobody gives a shit by the time you wait. Right. I agree.
At that point, everybody's hammered anyways. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like it. I don't like the Irish exit if it's really early into the evening, because then it's just like.
No, but I think, like you said, I think at the point you were at, and if you put a shot up to your mouth and you do it and you get that gag reflex as soon as it goes down, there's no worse feeling in the world than that. No, none. It's terrible.
I was
the real question is how did you do at the craps tables after that?
So there was some guy. We were only there for a few minutes. Some guy started rolling, who was a fan of ours.
Right.
And the guy rolled for 40 minutes.
On a heater.
Oh my God. We went on a fire stream. And then the guy afterwards came up. He said, can I take a picture? I gave him $200 and I took a picture because the kid was unbelievable. I wanted to like bring him back and like run it back, but it was unbelievable.
Tell him who was at the table.
Debo Samuel was standing right next
to him. Oh, was he? That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So he came in and he saw somebody. So if you know craps, everybody bets a pass line. One guy was betting don't pass. And Debo, I'll give him credit. He saw that. He's like, he had a wad like this, like ready to buy and just iced out. Like, and I said, are you going to come in? He goes, no. And he didn't come into the table because that guy was betting against him. He waited for about 30 minutes, left, went to the next table. Mm. And the second he went to the next table, this kid went on a heater of
my God.
Knowing him, he would have bankrupted them. He would have bankrupted the table because he had a wad like this. But Ticket was getting pissed because his entourage, he had like some girls and chicks behind him, like really loud. And Ticket's trying to focus. Ticket looked at me. He's like, I need these people to scram. Ticket was not
well, he's got his eyes on the prize, the Tick.
Yeah, he does.
That is a guy I feel like you could run into at a casino. Like, I could see Debo Samuel being there iced out. Like,
my friend was like, do you know it's him? I'm like, bro, I had this guy on my fantasy team last year. I know who this guy is. He looked like you see it's just like the guy's got fucking ice on everything. It's just
Well, he signed a monster contract. What was that? Didn't he sign an insane contract? Yeah. He got
him. Wish he would stay healthy. If he could stay healthy, that'd be nice. That guy will single-handedly win you weeks, and then there's weeks where he'll lose it for you because you start him, he plays one or two reps, pulls a hamstring or something, and he's out for the rest of the game.
I got a, by the way, with me losing fantasy last year, and I know it's coming, and I kind of wanted to do it right before we do our draft to run back the Burnley Dumb Show fantasy league.
Oh, yeah. That's
I got my Waffle House day coming up, and I'm going to stream it, so it'll be streamed. But we were talking about it yesterday. We were thinking it was like If I do 8 pancakes, I still have 16 hours left after to where I'm starting to realize how bad. I mean, that day is really, really gonna suck.
Yeah, I mean, you cannot, given your background with football at this point, you can't finish last again this year, Bob. You can't. Like, you can't finish. You can't be the guy who finishes last in a fantasy football league. You just can't.
Well, Bob, you're going to probably have to put in a good 5 to 6 hours at that restaurant.
At least. I mean, it's different if it was Mikey, if you were to do it, how long do you, for the people that don't know, we've talked about it before, but it's 24 hours at a Waffle House, every pancake you eat, the duck's an hour. How long do you think you'd be there, Mikey?
3 hours. Three, four hours.
21 pancakes.
Three, four hours.
Holy shit. I almost feel like it's better just to gorge and to the point where you feel sick, to not stay there long. And then you could go home and just pass out on the couch and just be done with it.
Oh,
it's almost like the torture that you're going to put yourself being there all day is almost worse to me than just scarfing down 3 to 4 or 5 extra pancakes in that extra couple hours.
Look, I can't eat as much as Mikey, but I can eat. Like I would take my odds over the average, you know, just a regular person. I really would. So I feel good about that. But man,
imagine if Perez finished last, he'd be there for 2 days.
Oh man, it would be. Yeah. Oh man,
I think he does like pancakes though. I think he likes pancakes, so he might be able to eat a few, but.
Oh, it would, yeah. The stream will be funny though, because the way I was thinking about doing it is like Joe comes and visits me, Ticket comes and visits me. Like every 2 hours, a new person comes into the booth.
It's a good idea. Yeah.
And visits me. So we're
like, people help you eat the pancakes?
No. I would get. Oh my god! If people saw me doing that,
Ticket Gas would be up in arms.
No.
He would throw a fucking fit. All right, fellas, let's get on into our buy or sell segment of the show. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? It looks like Joey D's ready to go. Joey D, buy or sell this week?
I'm going to tell you something. I watched one of the more disturbing things I've ever seen in my life. Yesterday on the plane coming back. It's a documentary. It's on Hulu, and it's called The Monster Inside. And it's about America's most extreme haunted house. And let me tell you something right now. The people who are doing this, there's a terminology for it. It's called an immersive experience, where basically you're putting yourself, you're signing waivers.
Yeah.
And Bob, you would be beside yourself.
I saw something about this.
You're signing a waiver, basically saying that they can do anything to you. So these people are being buried alive. These people are being drowned almost, like water torture. It's extreme torture to the point where like these people mentally after they do it are fucked for like years. And he does this thing where he offers people $20,000 if they get through it. So the guy's name is Russ McCamey. He was in the Marines.
Yeah. Where's like the house? The house is in like
it was
North
in
Carolina.
Illinois. I think it was in Illinois. Shut it.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It is one of the most insane things. So apparently he's almost drowned people, buried people alive, and there's supposed to be a safe word, but he doesn't listen. So people would be like, you got to stop, and he keeps going. But because these people have signed off on these documents and these waivers, he hasn't been imprisoned or anything. So like it's like, and he's not making money off of it. He's just basically running his own torture chain.
Doesn't he donate the money to like dogs or something? He donates the money to like rescue dogs.
This guy is one of the most
because I heard about this a while ago.
But here's the thing, I'm not even selling him as fucked up as he is. Imagine being someone who is willingly signing off that you could have a heart attack, you could have people came back with broken jaws, broken ribs, bruises, like psychological fucking nightmare and being like, yeah, I'd like to do this. I'd like to sign up and do this. And his whole thing is he used to have people like 20,000 people on a wait list to do it. And yeah, he'd do one or two a month or every 2 weeks. And he would just torture them. It is one of the most insane things I've ever heard. And to see how fucked up people are, pardon my French, to want to do that, it bothered me to my core. There is a lot of sick people out there. Bob, I would encourage you just to watch it for like 10 minutes. That's all you'll get through it, because I don't think you'll make it through the whole hour show. It's insane.
I don't think I would have any desire to see it. I don't mind. I like the horror type documentaries and murder documentaries. That to me, I don't think I'd have any desire.
He had this one guy taped up, duct tape, and he's throwing mud in his face. The guy can't breathe and he's getting buried.
I think it would be funny if like some guy went in there and just beat the shit out of all the guys working out. Like if a UFC like a UFC fighter went in there and just beat the shit out of everybody that works.
I actually didn't finish it. I had like 10, 15 minutes left. I don't know what he's doing. The last I had heard, he moved, he relocated, he had to shut the place down because it was getting threatened by like, I guess, FBI and shit. And then he went, he was working at Walmart, but then he started doing his own personal thing in his backyard. It's messed up, man.
These scare experiences, I don't get it. I don't get it. I'll never get it. It's just not for me. I'm not a big, like, I like horror movies, but I'm not like,
I love horror movies, but
so do I, but I'm not like into like the really like insane horror movies, like stuff that's like really disturbing, like
Saw and the Human Centipede.
Saw is fine because it's like that's just like a slasher film, like, you know, Halloween, Saw.
Did you watch
talking about these like fucked up movies, like I don't know, there's some of them out there like Cannibal Holocaust and like all these wild and like shock films where they try to film it like it's actually real and there's a lot of controversy.
I know what you're talking about.
I saw on the plane that was fascinating to me, How to Rob a Bank on Netflix.
I saw the preview for that. It looks good.
Was unbelievable. I mean, this guy is robbing banks left and right and they can't catch him, and he enjoys doing it. I'm telling you, this guy would rob a bank just to practice for the big banks. Like, he would pick out a bank and, like, he would do it as just like, let me just rob this bank to get ready to practice for
Going to the range. It's like he's going to the range.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't believe this guy. It's unbelievable. But yeah, all right. Yeah, I mean, that. Definite sell there from Joey D. Did you see on Joe's plane, Mikey, his video yesterday of the guy,
with the VR? Yeah.
People are like, things. You're invading his privacy. I'm like,
Somebody said that to you?
I'm like, no, on like a comment, somebody's like, let him be, you're invading his privacy. Yeah. I'm like, bro, if you go on a plane like that with those kind of goggles, you are attracting everyone.
You're in the public eye.
You know what? Like, give me a break.
You're not really shaming the guy. I mean, you're not really shaming the guy.
Couldn't believe him. By the way, it looked like he was pinching nipples.
Yeah, it did. You don't know what he's watching.
Makes you wonder, what is he? Oh, he's going like this.
Oh, yeah.
Watch it again. It's unbelievable. I was just like, what is going on?
I agree that you got to know how ridiculous you look out there. And you're kind of, you got to know.
I'm all for technology, but it's getting now to the point where it's starting to get scary. Like it's like, what is real?
I want to get those goggles. I do. I really do.
He wants to watch an Ohio State game in those goggles.
I feel like I'm right in the shoe.
Yeah.
NCAA football today.
Oh, Michael.
Yeah, yes. I'm gonna be downloading that. It looks awesome too. Yeah, by the way,
it does.
Probably the most excited I think people have been for a video game in quite a long time.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, they've waited years and years, and all the stuff they had to go legalities to get the kids on the game.
Yeah. And by the way, they didn't pay them fucking nothing. They paid them like $500 to be in the game.
Well, I think for them, it was $500. They just wanted
that's
to be
what
in the
I'm
game.
Saying. It that's what cool. I'm saying too. Like, if I was one of the kids and they said that, I'd be like, okay, I'd want to be in the game, you know, even though it's only $500. But you got to think about it, Joe. $500. How many college teams are there? There's fucking like 1,000. There's hundreds of college teams.
Yeah, there's
so it's like, you know, it's they got to pay $500 across.
What about
the
guys now who are in the NFL? They're not on. like JJ McCarthy and all these guys? Are they
no,
not?
No, this is this year's rosters.
Oh, it's just for this year. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see that Travis Hunter from Colorado already got in trouble because he was playing the game and he shat on the Colorado offensive line? You didn't see that?
Oh, my
God. It was everywhere.
This Colorado team's a problem, dude.
They are, man. I am so sick, and this isn't going to be my cell, but I'm so I'm so sick of Colorado, dude. I am so sick of Deion Sanders.
We're heading there next week, Michael.
He went from being one of my favorite people on the planet to being a guy like now. I'm just like, man, just please. It's too much. It's too much. You got to win. You got to win something. You got to win. If they win, I'll shut my mouth. You know, but you got to win. They're just not worth that kind of conversation and hype. It's just, there's always something with Hunter. There's always something with Shedeur Sanders going on. And no, I didn't see that, Bob, but that's
yeah, it's all over. He's playing the game and he's playing as Colorado.
Right.
And he gets sacked and the guy playing with him asks him, he's like, is this realistic? He's like, yeah, our O-line can't block for shit.
Oh, no, it's all over. My God.
And that's the last positional group you ever, like if you ever play football, yeah. you know, when you play football,
you got to respect the trenches.
The last positional group that ever gets any shit is the offensive line because it's just like nobody knows who they are. It's the most unglorified position on the field. Like, that's really, really tough, bro. Really tough.
I get it. And by the way, fuck John Cena, too.
Yeah.
Retired.
Yeah, well.
Mike, anything?
Not saying we had something to do with that, but.
There's not a world where we had something to do with that, Mike.
Joe, those really dumb faithful, man. They're piranhas. In your words, they're piranhas.
We're a powerful program, whether you like it or not.
That's right. Blue chip program.
Buy or sell. I'm selling something that happened in the bachelor party. It's one of the most just awkward experiences. And I have a funny video. I was so hammered. I didn't even remember filming it till I was on the flight going back. They don't want to be there, and it's when you go into the bathroom, it's a private thing. The bathroom attendants. I'm all for. A lot of times, it's really cool, especially if you're at one of these clubs or whatnot. It's cool some of the options that they have.
I like to see the spread. Yeah.
And I said to this guy, he had a great spread, and I kind of treated it like it was like an a la carte menu, like I was ordering.
Bob thought he was at Thanksgiving dinner. He was just like, well,
I came back with a whole thing of blow pops.
I was ordering.
Yeah, blow pops are great.
I do like the options they have, and I think it can be great, but it's very awkward in the sense of if you don't get anything from their table and you just wash your hands and go, you feel bad. There's this awkward moment between you and the guy to where you don't know if you should tip him or not. And I'm not against the spread that they have, but maybe set up shop right outside of the bathroom. It's just, it's a very awkward thing, you know, and they're in a suit and they're in this sweaty bathroom to where it's kind of a weird
spot. The cologne spray's a good play.
All of it. I have no problem with any of the thing on there, but I just set up shop outside of the bathroom. It's kind of an awkward thing, I think, for both parties.
What's the craziest thing you've ever seen in a bathroom spread put out by the attendant? Because I know what mine is. I don't know if it's common, but DJs back in the day, I don't know if they still do, but the DJ's bathroom attendant used to have packs of cigarettes. You could just get a Lucy cigarette from the bathroom, which is wild. That's wild.
Well, they had even like the Zins, which are
Zins. I get because it's, you know, you put it in, nobody know. There's no, you know, you don't have to go outside. You could, but a cigarette. I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, but you would think like a Zin. I don't know what those cost, but that's like at least $5 for a pack of those.
They're making money though. They cover. There's a cover charge at that place. Yeah, right.
Get in? Probably.
If you don't have a party.
The tip has to be over what it would cost, no?
Rye House was awesome, by the way. The whole thing that they put on for us. Plus, by the way, the amount of booze that they were sending us, champagne and
that's great.
Bottles, and that was awesome, man.
That's a win-win for them.
It is. Look, if you're in the Scottsdale area, head on over to Rye House. With that being said, I don't see me being back at a club for long.
Vegas, Bob, Vegas.
Not a club. We're not going to a club in Vegas.
That day club is not like
the day
pool.
Club, yeah.
That ain't a club.
Yeah, yeah. That's a club. Yeah, but it's a sports book, though.
Yeah.
We're there to
circus swim.
Yeah.
I'm saying that nightclub. Mikey, let's head over to you. Buy or sell.
Yeah, I'm gonna sell what I saw last night at this Copa America final.
At the
Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, man. What a nightmare. What are these stadiums gonna do when they have the World Cup in 2 years? Like, they thought that this was bad. It's gonna be such a zoo. And I gotta tell you, there's people that got stuck outside the gates that paid like $2,000 a ticket and they couldn't get in. And security was basically telling them there's nothing we could do about it because so many people bum rushed. They delayed the game an hour and 15 minutes. It was supposed to kick off at 8. It kicked off at 9:15 because of the delay they had. They destroyed a lounge. They were climbing through air conditioning vents, which was insane. Hopping fences. Like, they just bum rushed, and they were totally overwhelmed. And just imagine you paying.
People were bloodied. People were in shock.
Dude, it's disgusting.
People got trampled. It was unbelievable.
It's disgusting, bro. Like,
I was holding a baby. Did you see that?
That's right. Imagine you're bringing your kid there and that happens, bro. Like, some people will be like, well, you shouldn't bring your kid to a sporting event. Fine. But what about like a 12-year-old kid? That's still a kid. I'm not talking about a fucking baby or a 4-year-old. Like, what if you're bringing your 13-year-old son to that game and you paid $2,000 a ticket and now they're telling you, well, tough shit. You can't get in. Sorry. There's nothing we can do about it. That was such a mess. It was such a disgrace. They got to get a lot of shit figured out before they host the World Cup in 2 years, because that's going to be a total shit show.
I didn't know that they delayed it that much. And by the way,
talking about potentially canceling it, but postponing it to another day.
You got to think they'll see that though, and come World Cup, they'll come.
It's almost better that it happened early, because then they can make the adjustments. If that had happened like day one of the World Cup, you're kind of fucked, because how do you make reinforcements at that time? Yeah. You got 2 years now to kind of adjust. So I do think, Mikey, I agree with you, but I think that they'll be on it, hopefully.
Yeah.
Also, it's one thing to be passionate about your team, but to be climbing through air, those are the same people going to the NFL draft.
Yeah,
good.
Same exact. I mean, come on, that is fucking. And by the way, you don't know what the fuck's up there. You don't know what you're going. I mean, what are we doing, man?
Now listen, I'll say this. It's almost one of those situations where I can almost understand if the perspective is, well, the price gouging on these tickets is so outrageous. Like, the cheapest ticket you could get for the final was like $1,200. Like, you know, people can't afford a $1,200, $2,000, $3,000 ticket. So they're thinking to themselves, you know what? You're going to price gouge these tickets like that? Fuck you. I'm going to just get, which, I mean, I get it, but like, this doesn't happen at like the World Series. It doesn't happen at the Super Bowl. Like, it's a really bad look for soccer here in this country, even though it's two international teams playing. It's just a bad look. It looked, the optics of it were horrible. They destroyed the fucking one of the nicest lounges in there. It was just completely destroyed. And I mean, people going through the AC vents I will say that was kind of funny though. That was like, I was like, holy shit, man. These people are fucking crazy.
How do you know where the thing goes?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Imagine you get all the way and it's closed.
Yeah.
And you can't turn around.
Or imagine you go in there and there's like a duck
people
fan
all
and you fall down a fucking thing. You get caught in a duck fan or something like that.
I love sports. Not that much.
No, man. Not that much.
Soccer fans are different, bro.
You
can international teams, international soccer is different. They're just crazy. These people are fucking nuts.
You could tell me that I could go through an AC vent and the Yankees are going to win the World Series.
You wouldn't do it?
I don't know if I'm going.
I think he'd be up there.
Oh, he would. He would.
He'd be ordering DoorDash to the vent.
He would start an HVAC company under the Bob Does Sports label. Bob does HVAC. He would start coming. Bob's crawling through that vent for a Yankee.
His mirror videos would switch to AC vent videos. Hey, folks, just in an AC vent here. No business being here.
All right, fellas. Let's get on over to our top five. Joey D takes the top five last week. Really solid top five last week.
Yeah, cool.
This week, we're going back to food. And in particular, we're going to fruit. We're going to be naming our top five fruits. Really no much more to say there. And with that being said, Joe, what pick are you taking?
I thought about this. I'm going to go with the third pick.
He's going to go.
I think that's the right play.
I just don't think that they're in. Like last week, there was this, a real number one clear cut winner, which was Michael Jordan at one. I don't think there is a significant clear cut number one pick on this. I think it's very subjective. So I'm going to go with number three to try to guarantee myself two picks in the top four. And I think the most well-rounded list in this one is going to be the one that comes out on top. But that's just what I think.
By the way, like you're saying, keep it going.
Keep it going. The best was Joe when Bob suggested, this is a little behind the scenes for you folks out there, when Bob suggested the top five of fruit today in the morning. Oh, yeah. Joe goes, does that include berries? Yeah. It was like, it was so great.
I thought it was a good question.
It's just so like, that's only a question like that would come out of your, like, it's just, yeah, not in a bad way at all.
No,
it's
but
like,
that is
so good. It's so good.
That is true. I looked at that. I was
like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. It is.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
it does. Oh yeah.
Why would it not include berries?
Well, because some people would claim that, berry is in a different category than just your classic fruit.
But what category would it be? It wouldn't be a vegetable.
Under berries.
Nobody
under
knows.
Berries.
Under berries. Top okay. five berries next week.
All right. Oh, there you go. By the way, I prepped for having the choice of either third or one, and then I'm realizing now I came in last, I think.
You came in last, yeah.
So I don't even have that choice. So Mikey
probably going to go
one. Yeah, I'm going to take one, and I'm going to lead off. I'm going to lead off with watermelon.
Yeah, that's a solid pay.
Okay.
Now, Bobbo.
I'm going to go with pineapple.
Yeah, I figured that would happen. All right. I'm going to go with strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to turn around and then I'm going to follow it up. Give me mangoes.
I didn't see mangoes coming. By the way, when we get near that end is going to be really, really tough.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Okay, I'm going to go give me banana.
Take blueberries.
Okay. Mikey loves blueberries.
Sure do. Sure
yeah. Do. Holly yeah, sure made, do. But Holly makes those blueberry pancakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
She really sure does them really well.
They're great. They're great. They're great. And then I'm going to go with red grapes. Red grapes.
Okay.
Now, does that mean, I think Mikey should be able to take grapes as a whole.
Just take
now.
Grapes? Okay.
Yeah, you can take grapes. You can take grapes.
Red grape is the superior grape over the green grape. That we can all, I think, confirm.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, the end of this is going to be interesting now.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with give me orange. I'll take orange.
All right. I am going to go with. This is the make it or break it picks now.
Mm-hmm.
Give me blackberries. And then on the way back. On the way back, I'm gonna take apples.
Okay. All right. Give me acai. I don't see anything wrong with that. I don't what is wrong with the acai?
Nothing.
Bob, do you even know what an acai looks like?
I know what an acai bowl looks like. I do know.
He wouldn't even know an acai if you showed it to him on a table.
Give me the acai.
What a wild, wild pick.
I'm gonna go peaches.
Peaches is good.
And then I'm gonna finish off with it. You know what? I think this fruit It doesn't get enough love, man. And it's a great fruit. Give me the cherry.
I had my eye on the cherry at the last pick.
Look,
Bobby, you got one.
My five. I got a wild five coming at you. Got a wild five.
I know what this is. This is bizarre.
I'm going to give me the avocado at five.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the confirmed fruit. I'd like to take the avocado at five.
I think the acai is going to bury you, dude. I think if you drop the I think though with the I knew you were going to take avocado, by the way. I knew that was coming 100%.
But I got to stick by.
That's a fair play. I just think the acai is going to be that's a tough one. Cuz nobody goes to the store and buys acai. Nobody. Not a single person in the world.
I got to stand by. I love acai.
You love the acai bowl. The bowl.
Yeah, but it comes from, I mean, it's such a good bowl. And by the way, I throw it in my smoothies now too. They have I get it almost every morning. I post made it, which is bad. But
yeah, that's horrible.
It's a strawberry banana smoothie, and then there's an add-on, and I add in acai. It's tremendous.
They gotta whack you $4.95 for that acai.
$2, yeah.
No, that's not bad.
No.
That's not bad. Yeah.
My last one, I'm very berry heavy here. So I hope that I hope people like berries here. I'm going to go with raspberries in the five slot.
That's why Joe asked if berries was a fruit, because he had a lot of berries that he wanted.
I think berries, when you're looking at fruit, I think berries just, they trump a lot of the other fruits. I really do. I think that they're much, and plus they go together. You could do a little harvest bowl together. I mean, I think a berry is a great fruit.
All right, Mikey, if you can read off the list of what we got here, and we'll close this thing down.
I got watermelon, blueberries, grapes, peaches, cherries. Bob's got pineapple, banana, orange, acai, and avocado. Joe's got strawberries, mangoes, blackberries, apples, and raspberries.
Okay.
Bob, your first three was really good.
Okay.
Bob's first three, he was on a wrecking ball. Now, I don't know. I agree with Mikey. The acai is crazy. I respect it because Bob's sticking to his guns, but that top three was really solid, and then you kind of fell off a cliff there.
I got to go with what I like. I do. I love acai. We'll see. Maybe that three carries me along. Maybe it's the avocado in the five.
Right.
Mikey's got a good list. I think I have a good list. Again, I don't know. How many people like berries? If you don't like berries, then my list ain't for you. If you like berries, then I'm going to take you home. I'll tell you that much.
This will be an interesting one.
Yeah, I think it will be.
But a really strong episode. Again, shout out Mikey V for the flu game type performance that we got here today. If you can, take the time to like, comment, and subscribe to the show. Keep the ball rolling. We love you. We appreciate you. That's been another edition of the Brilliant Dumb Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When my mom got sick, she felt powerless. Insurance denied her meds. Her doctors talked over her, and they couldn't agree on anything. She kept getting worse.
And then you found Solace for me. They gave me my own healthcare advocate. My advocate found better doctors, scheduled my appointments, and got my medications approved. She even joined my appointments and made my doctors work together. For the first time, my whole care team was listening to each other and to me.
I was going to pay for it.
But then we learned that Solace advocates are covered by Medicare.
I used to feel helpless, too. Now I know my mom has an advocate.
Solace advocates are healthcare experts who've spent years helping patients. 96% of patients report better care with an advocate. That means better health outcomes, less stress, and finally feeling heard. Have Medicare? See if you qualify at solacehealth.com. Or call 888-7-SOLACE. 888-7-SOLACE. That's 888-7-SOLACE.
Don't face the healthcare system alone. Find Solace. Visit solacehealth.com today.